Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hahn and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We already asked our trivia question, so I want to get into the fund for just a minute. So right now, it's paying somewhere in the 7 to 8% range. What are there any fees or loads to get into the fund?
No.
Okay, that's a very quick answer. No, all right. So no fee to get in, no fee to get out. Is there any hold period? Like you have to hold your money in there for a period of time?
Yeah, so there is a one-year hold. That's actually by regulation. We up until 2017, we had a two-year hold, but nobody was redeeming. So and so we lowered it to a year, and still people generally aren't redeeming. People, if anything,
who would if they're getting over 7.5%?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, people usually start out. The minimum investment is $50,000. And people typically start out when they invest at the minimum, or lately, actually, if it's somebody who came to us through another investor, they're starting out at 100 or more. Okay. But over time, they typically add to their investments, and any new capital that they add isn't subject to a new one-year hold. So, for instance, if you invested in January this year for the first time, and then in June you decided to add to your investment, then the hold period for that June edition would only be the remaining months. So it's 6 months in this case. Minimum one-year hold, $50,000 minimum investment. Investors do need to be accredited, which is accredited investors, somebody who has $1 million net worth, exclusive of their primary residence, or they can qualify on income, which is $200,000. Per year over the last 2 years, or $300,000 as a household. Real quick, I want to go back to the fund event that we're having, the webinar in April. We're going to, as we always do, talk about the Pacific Private Money Fund and its performance, why the fund exists, why do people borrow from a private lender. And, the beginning of this, of our show this week, we talked a lot about the coronavirus. And, 2 weeks from now, is when we're going to have the event, and a lot's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. So we'll spend some time talking about, the virus's impact on the economy and how it impacts our borrowers, investors, and real estate in general. So I think it'll be a really good event for people to participate, listen, and because it's on a online, we welcome interested parties from wherever.
I would expect a lot of our existing investors going to be on that call because it's funny. I mean, I just got an email in from someone whose email address I didn't recognize just as we were sitting here saying, hey, Mark, how come, you should really reach out and write, the state of the market to your investors. And I just wrote back, who is this? Because you get a lot of wacky emails. But I can't tell you how much time I've spent the last couple of weeks doing exactly that. Writing and speaking individually and in groups and in my investor newsletter that I just sent out last week that gave kind of a state of the moment, so to speak, because it does change day by day and week by week. So, we're very active in listening, engaging, reaching out, and keeping our investors apprised of what we think is going on. And since we're in the mortgage investing, universe, why we believe that mortgage investing is still a good investment today.
All right, and one other exciting part that we always forget to mention, but not always, we sometimes forget to mention, is that the fund qualifies for the QBID deduction, which means that if you're qualified, 20% of that income does not have to be reported. So that'll boost the yield very handsomely, as we say. All right, guys, we're going to cut out for today. Here's our thoughts for the day. People who wonder whether the half glass is half full or half empty are missing the point. The glass is refillable, right? And it takes less time to do things right than to explain why you did things wrong. I like that. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.